Start your day in the Torah way, Rabbi Chaivish. Okay.
The first Indian in the Sedra is the Paraduma, which the Torah introduces as Zois Chukas HaTorah. Right? The Torah introduces the mitzvah Paraduma, Zois Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Lema, Dabar B'nei Yisrael, and then it goes on to the Rinyonim of the Paraduma. So Rashi, as well known, says that the Torah calls it a chok, chukas haTorah, because, well, Rashi doesn't put it this way, but generally speaking, a chok is a mitzvah which, we use the words, has no reason, but that's rubbish, has no understandable reason to our perception of it. A reason, it doesn't make sense, it's a chok, it's a statute, it's a law, I made it. So Rashi says, because Parah is something which we don't understand, Shlomo HaMelech said, I tried to delve into the depths of it and I still couldn't get there, okay? So the Torah calls it a chok. So, before we go into the Rashi there, the Moshe Sternberg, Fred, they're good. The Torah should say, Zois Chukas HaPorah. What's Chukas HaTorah? This is the Torah? This is one mitzvah in the Torah, Parah Aduma. So the Torah should start off, Zois Chukas HaPorah. And so the Moshe says, they are portion. That's what the Torah is teaching you. We say like this, Kibbutav Aim, Fashteich. Yeah. Loisig Zoil, Fashteich. There are mitzvahs which we understand that make a lot of sense and are very good for normal living, but that's not why you're meant to keep them. That's not the reason. Omoik recoil. The Torah is so deep. The reason we're kibbutz is not because that's a very nice way. Good, there are ideas in it, but the reason is beyond our perception. We can't understand it at all. Kol haTorah kol hazachok. It's a rotzon habore. How can we understand and reach a level to appreciate the same as he understands, we understand? It's not shaykh. The whole Torah is a chok, just like Parah Aduma, which great minds have tried to work out and couldn't get to it. Shlomo HaMelech said, I couldn't manage, is a geblieben. No, okay, ich verstehe nicht, but that's the way to do it. Zois chukas haTorah, the same as you look at Parah and you realize you can't understand it and you do it because Hashem said so, Zois chukas haTorah. That's how you should go to all mitzvahs. Avada, it's good to understand the Tama mitzvah, and forget Shlomo HaMelech tried. Avada, we should look into it and understand, because then we appreciate it more. But that's not the why we keep the mitzvah. We have to keep the mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, I'm the Borei Olam, you're my Eved, you do as you're told, not because you understand it. It's a good tzach to understand it, but the reason why I do the mitzvah is because the Moshe said so. Zois chukas haTorah. Everything is rotzon haBorei. If I understand it and appreciate it, it's a bonus. But that's like Naseh v'Nishma. Not Nishma, I'll understand, but Naseh, I'm going to go and do it. I'd like to understand. What I understand. That's the Mishas of Otan Chukas HaTorah. So, like we say in the Yotzas, the Tamei Tahorim, the Tahei Tameim, it's not logical, if that's the right word. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, okay. So Rashi says something a bit more. Rashi says, Rashi says like this, Lefi, why is it called Chukas HaTorah? Lefi because, Shehasotan ba'umas ha'olam, moinin es Yisrael. Moinim is the Lashon lo yisoinu, chepa. The goyim and the sotan, chepas the Yidin. Loima, they say to the Yidin, ma ha-mitzvah zois, well, what's this mitzvah? Uma tam yesh bo, what's the reason for it? Meaning to say, what's the matter with you? You're doing something that makes no sense. You're stupid. What are you doing? They're mocking. They're making fun. They're saying, "Yidden, what are you doing here?" Therefore, Kosa Bachuka, the Torah writes, Chuka, Gezeiro hi milvonai. It's a decree. Ein l'chorishus. You have no permission to think about it. That's what Rashi. So what's Rashi telling us? You know why the Torah calls it a chok? Because the goyim come along and they chepa you. What do you do it for? It's without a reason. So we answer them. Yeah, it's a chok. Fred Chasam Sofer on this Rashi, three questions. First of all, what's the double loshen in Rashi? Mo hamitzvah hazois, uma tam yesh bo. Isn't that the same thing? Ma tam hamitzvah hazois. What's mo hamitzvah hazois? What is this mitzvah? So it's a separate question. That's one kasha. The second kasha, There is second the Chasam Sofer. Rashi himself brings a reason, an explanation, right? From Rav Moshe Darshan. The Egel is a child, the Pora is the mother, the Egel made a mess, let the mother come and clear up the mess. So there is a reason. So what you're saying, the going shepherd, there's no reason. Well, there is an explanation. Second kasha. The third kasha is the biggest kasha of all. What are we saying? The goyim come along and they chepa. They say, you stupid people. You do things without a reason. What do we answer them? We do things without a reason. So not an answer. We answer them, chukohi, that's their kasha. Their mockery is that we're doing things without a sensible reason, and we answer back, gezeirahim b'fana, it's a chok. That's the taina. Chasam Sofer's three questions are to understand the Rashi. So he says, he turns the whole thing, turns it all around on its head, completely the other way around. We know that the reason, the explanation, part of the explanation, paraduma, is the paro is machape for the egel. The goyim come along and they say to the yidin, mo mitzvah zois, what's this mitzvah that you're doing? So we say, we're doing a paro, we're doing it. Oh, umatam yeshba, why do you do it? For the goyim, no. They say, afterwards, yeah, we did the egel. You made the egel. And you're busy telling us that we're shlechta, we have it as well. What about you? 40 days after Matan Torah, you went and did an egel, and you're busy telling us that we're bad and you're good. So that's the chepper. That's the moinin. That's the cheppering the in. And what's the answer? The answer is like, shtei chazal, that the Gemara, I think, loy hoyu ra'uyin Yisrael lois adova. Shtei the Gemara, I think it's a Gemara, or it's a Medrash, that klal Yisrael, Alpi normal mahalach of life, would never have sinned by the egel. The Yidden would never have done such a thing. Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered it, so to speak, made us do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not forced, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about that Klal Yisrael would do the Chet HaEgel, Kedei Laharos Koyach HaTshuva to the world. To show the world that you can do Teshuva, as like a Felech Chet, and you can do Teshuva and you can have a Kapora. So we answer the goyim, and we say to the goyim like this, yeah, we made the egel, but gezeirahi milfonai. The reason why we made the egel was the gezeirah, Hashem made us do it. What for? To teach you to do teshuva. Have you done teshuva? So in the end, we win the argument. So we answer the goyim. The goyim are shepherding us, you did the egel, you're bad. So said, yeah, no, I did the egel because Hashem made me do the egel to teach you to do teshuva. And we did teshuva, and you didn't. Sorry? Those are difficult chazal. Bechira taken away. Bechira David HaMelech as well. David HaMelech wasn't royal. Bathsheba Hashem did it specially to show teshuva for a yochid. We have to understand what it means. Oh, okay, yeah, we can't say Bechira taken away totally, because then why any punishment? But that's the lot of the chazal. Okay. In the Dinim Paraduma, the Dinim of the Tumah. And the pasuk says, "Zois haTorah, Adam kiyomos ba'oyel." Yeah, these are the rules. If there's a mess in the oyel, kolaboyel oyel, v'chalashem oyel, yit moshev as yomim, the dinim of tumah. Chazal darshin, Adam kiyomos ba'oyel, ein haTorah miskayim el b'mi shememis atzmoy aleha. Yomos ba'oyel. A person has to go to Torah and give up everything. Adam ki yomos ba'oyel. Ein haTorah miskayim. Oyel is the oil of learning. Adam ki yomos ba'oyel. So Parshat Pshat is that a person's on his main and you sit by Gemara and you relax. You sit in an armchair with a coffee and Yomos, but I'm good stout Alberton and I'm all out of it. You've got to put koichas into it. God, it's not a relaxation, it's Yomos. Maybe that's where you'll only have that slacha and learning if it becomes so important to you, Yomos boy. That's Parshat Pshat. But there's another knetch. An oihel, there's oihel and there's bias. Yeah, often we use the two to show as a contrast. Bias is a double kavua. An oihel is a temporary abode. Adam ki yomus ba'oihel. A person will only have hatzlocha and in ruchnius if he realizes this world is an oihel. I'm only here temporarily. I'm only here for a short time. Mechtafuftom manabudas Hashem. If then a person realizes oihel, then he'll have hatzlocha. Zois ha'toira, then he'll have hatzlocha. Kol's man, a person feels oilam hazeh is a davachoshuv and it's important. I have to strive for status in oilam hazeh. You can't have the two. Other I mentioned the grace in Ruchnius, but if to him Gashmis is important and it's a great issue, it won't work. You're most oil. Oil, I'm only here in oil, not in a bias. Okay. Now, let's move on a little bit, and we'll go into the next part. It's always very, very interesting indeed that this in the Paraduma, the first parsha is 22 psukim, and then the next pasuk is by Midbatzin b'chodesh arishon. The Yidden arrived in Midbatzin on the first of Nisan in year 40. So it's interesting that if you go for the Chumash, Paraduma was told to the Yidden in Mara. The Yidden were told Shom Som Lo Chokum Mishpat Shom Nisan. One of the Inyanim that Hashem taught them, Paraduma was in Mara, before Matan Torah even. And the Eden made the Parah, okay, they didn't make it then, but they made it in Nisan of year 2. They made the Parah. So for sure, this Parsha, Vadab Hashem, Moshe, Ve'elan, and Lema, Zos, Chukas, HaTorah, of Paraduma, what was done in year 2. Right? And here, next puzzle, we're in year 40, so they made Parah in the beginning of Nisan. Although Rashi says, Basheni Nisru HaParah. By Komas HaMishkam, Rashi says, Basheni Nisru HaParah, on the second day of the Miluim. So yeah, okay. So we're 38 now, in one Pasuk, we've jumped 38 years, 38 and a half years. Just, it's interesting in the Chumash. You read that passage, then you go on to Vayavoy B'nei Yisrael, you've now jumped 38 and a half years. Okay. So here we have here the parsha, where Klal Yisrael came to Midbar Tzin, and they stayed in Kodesh, and Miriam died. But he covered Shoman, she was buried there in Kodesh. Below her amayim lo eido, and there was no water, because Rashi tells us from here we see that the be'er was in the zechus of Miriam all the years that they had the water, this muldikaness of the water followed them wherever they went. This from a rock, water followed each. And Nossi Vashevet made a mark in the sand and the water flowed. A new way of plumbing. Yeah, a very easy way of plumbing. You have to call, well, you just make a line on the sand and water flows along. Yeah, Moedadik. But that was all because Miriam. When Miriam was Nifta, wow, it's gone. So I think again, Reb Moshe Sternbuch, I think he makes the following point. The Gemara tells us, the Medrash tells us that the mom was because Moshe. The Anana covered Bizchus Aaron, and the Mayim Bizchus Miriam. So the most important of all those is Mayim. Mayim is the most important thing. Without water, it's an Ishtar Zazach, right? Why should it be in Zuchus of Miriam, the Chora, Miriam is less important, the Avodah of Miriam is less important than Moshe and Aaron? Mayim, which is the whole life of a person, should be in Zuchus of Miriam. Says the Moshe, that because yet taka, the role of the woman in the home, the ganze welt, the ganze Torah hängt auf dem. The tzinius of the woman, the input that she puts into the children, you can't live without that. The Torah wants to show you the idea that this, the Be'er was Bizchus Miriam, to show you that the avoida of the Isha, the Kol Kavuda Bas Melech Penima, the avoida of the woman in the home is the most important. On this rests everything. On this main, it's unimportant. The Torah said, Davka Miriam Mayim. Without Mayim, there's no life. Without the Avodah of the Isha, there's not Shaykh for Klal Yisrael to succeed. That's a limb. Okay. So the Klal Yisrael, Vayorev Amin Moshe, the Klal Yisrael quarreled with Moshe, Vayom Rolema, Velu Gavanam, we wish we would have died. Vigva Achenu Livnei Hashem, Zakrashi, Malame, Misas Tzoma, to die by thirst is the most terrible death. Okay, it says Kosher Mikulam, I think the Russian Rashi says, Misas Tzoma, Maguna Mimena, right? It's worse. I think I once heard, why do we Taka say that to die of thirst is the worst thing? because all you need is a teaspoon of water and you can survive for the next teaspoon, right? So a cleaner kite, the person going away from this world because of a drop, give me a drop. And I said, oh, a teaspoon helps you survive for many more hours. So that's why Maguna Mikoyl, it's the human being, the mensch is azab, shwacha keili, a tiny drop of water. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, there's no water. The Yidden said to Moshe, the Yidden have a mercy, the Yidden are right. It doesn't say Hashem was angry for the people. Okay, take a matter. Take this, the staff, assemble the people, speak to the rock in front of their eyes, and it will give its waters. And you will bring out for them water from the rock, and you will water, you will give to drink the Edo, and the animals. Moshe took the stick from before Hashem, as he commanded him. Moshe and Aaron assembled the people in front of the rock. Moshe made a speech. Shimu no hamorim. Listen, please, hamorim, rebellious ones. Hamin ha'sela hazeh. Ha, is a question. Is it from this rock, noitzi lachem moim, we will bring out water for you? Moshe raised his hand, and he hit the rock with his stick twice. Much water came out, and the people and the animals drank. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chet Mei Meriva. Okay, the Chet of Mei Meriva. And Gleichach said, Ya, no, you man to me because felt an emuna in me, lahakdisheni, you weren't makadish me, la'ene b'nei Yisrael, l'chein lois saviyu es hakol hazeh, therefore you will not bring these people, la'oros ha'shanasati lohem, you're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe and Aaron, heimo mei Meriva, these are the waters of Meriva, asher ravu b'nei Yisrael es Hashem, where b'nei Yisrael quarreled against Hashem, v'yikod eshbom, and Hashem was made holy through this, so Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes an a tzaddik, it's a kiddush Hashem, it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolutely b'tzedek or b'mishpat, no favoritism for the tzaddik, v'yikod eshbom. Okay. The Ramban says at the very beginning, explaining the Chet Meriva, Lo pirish lanu hakosov bameh choto. State nish, what was the sin? We know. We learn, everybody knows Rashi. Rashi learned that instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. He made a mistake, right? How did he come to make a mistake? Because he was angry, perhaps. Yeah, could be. For a moment, I can't say this stuff. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot himself, lost control. It's not as Azach. Moshe Rabbeinu macht das tots. Okay. If we learn, the Ramban speaks by Riches Godel on the Chet, but if we learn that, like Rashi says, that the Chet was hitting and not speaking to the rock, the Ramban has many questions. One major question, and it's Mamisha Taylor Goldiger Kasha, is why Amate? Why Amate? All right. 38 years ago, 39 years ago, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they had no water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, take your stick and go to Chorev in Amalekah Madisham Batsova, Hikiso Batsova, Yotzumayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first time when the Eden was short of water, before they got him to Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, take your stick, go to Chorev and hit the rock, right, with your stick, you hit the rock, and Moshe Rabbeinu did it, and water came out. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take your stick and go to the rock and speak to the rock. Well, it's like before. It was very understandable. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, take the stick if he's not going to use the stick? We see in Mitzrayim, the Kseidah Moshe Rabbeinu, the Matah, Kachet Matcho, over the Mitzrayim, Vayach, Esaf HaOretz, use the stick. The stick, you're bound with the stick, you do, the stick does something. Hold the stick in your hand, stand, what's the tachlis it does? So the Ramban then to say that the Chet was he hit instead of he spoke, Zeh Zeh Shveh. And here Rabban's got no questions and difficulties. Where's the Elohim? Mantem be, Hashem ma'altem be, it's a lotion me'ilo. This morning the Kechet of Moshe and Aaron, was it us? So the Rambam brings the Rambam. The Rambam says, Shekoas. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hamin, Shimu no Hamoirim, Hamin asal hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry with them. He gave them a derogatory term, Moirim. Moirim is Moreya. You teach your teachers, you know better than me. Moshe Rabbeinu, Koas. Pasnisht. For a mensch with Moshe Rabbeinu to get in kas. In front of a rabbi, in front of a ganze rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Koas. Das, Chelal Hashem. Azazach. People will think, you're allowed to be angry, you'll learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Bifrat, if we, there's a discussion, I've had time to cast out so far, did they do anything wrong against Hashem? And we don't see that it says Hashem was angry. In previous cases, when the Mitzoyin and the Akshmocha was angry, he Akshmocha said, go and give them water. So L'chura, the only thing they did wrong was they spoke not nicely to Moshe. Why did you bring them? So they weren't timing against Hashem. So come to Chos, if Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry, for what? Bishloima, if the Yidden have sinned against Hashem. No, actually get angry. The Rebbe can pretend he's angry because you've done the Avla. Oh, but if you've done the Avla to me, Moshe Rabbeinu, all they've done wrong is me, Moshe gets angry. So the Rambam learns the Chet was the Kas. The Rambam says, Havel Havonim. Bush date anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu was angry because of Kas. And if he did get, okay, Lama Zog, what about Aaron? What's the Tadamid Aaron? What's the Tadamid Aaron? Moshe Rabbeinu said a word, Bekas, which he shouldn't have said, which is the Chilal Hashem. Aaron definitely didn't do anything, so if that's the only Chet, then we've come to Hashem, Moshe and Aaron. He doesn't like that. And Aban doesn't like that. He brings Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Pshat Lechore he likes the best. Rabbeinu Chananel says, and this fits in with some other Inyonim, because Moshe Rabbeinu said to the people, "Hamin hasel hazeh noitzi lochem oim," we will bring you water. Sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu is going to make the water. Oh, you know, and I know, and everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mean that. I thought that Moshe Rabbeinu meant Hashem. Oh, but that's zogun. Hamin hasel hazeh yoitzi Hashem lochem oim, by giving the people a possibility of a lack in emunah, that Moshe is the one and not Hashem, that's a chet. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, noitzi me, Moshe and Aaron, so it's we. So Moshe included Aaron in here. We will produce water. That's lachura nisht. Daphne Zainazoi. And that's loya mantem be. You made a weakening in emunah in me. Ah, so that all fits in. They did something. Moshe and Aaron did something, although they never meant it. But mokem litos, and that fits in beautifully with Rashi asks the kasha elsewhere. Moshe Rabbeinu taina tatzoinu bochi shochit lahem. When they asked for meat, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Keshbochu, can you give them meat?" So Rashi, which is worse? The water, this the story of the water, the meat. The meat's much worse. Elo, what's the Rashi answer? That was in private, this is in public. Yeah? The chet of, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, can you give them meat? That was privately, a private conversation between Hashem and Moshe. And here is in public. So therefore what? Because it was private, Hashem let him off. Yeah, this was Azach. No. What was wrong? What was wrong with saying, Hatzor Bochi Shochit Lahem? Moshe Rabbeinu said, can you give them meat? Do you think Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know Hashem can give them meat? Every cheder kid knows a person can do everything. But Moshe Rabbeinu said it in a way. He used words which are not exactly right. If you use those words in private, between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no avlo can come out. But here he spread in public, he said, noitzi, oh, that could already be. Aaron, the simplest chat was Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, Aaron should have said, Moshe, not noitzi. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking on behalf of them, noitzi, well, no, don't include me in the noitzi. No, that's coming your first day. So that's how Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam seems to like that pshat the best, that Moshe Rabbeinu left people with a possibility of a doubt, of a weakening in emunah, a possibility only, and from Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm Zayin Darger, That was the chet. I just want to digress slightly, and I'll come back to it again in a moment. There's an interesting chasam sofer on the word of Moshe Rabbeinu, the word that we're talking about now, moirim, yeah? Moirim. Moirim. So Rashi says, shoitim. Someone, I can't see the Rashi here. Can't see the Rashi here. But Rashi says that moirim, they mean the shoitim. Right? So, we're talking about exceptionally clever people here. Well, Klal Yisrael, ready to go. Kolo-Eder, ready to go. Shoitim is a funny word. You're not a shoitim. You're not a fool. Naughty, but what's foolish? So the Chasam Sofer explains it according to a Medrash. So the Medrash says, what did Bnei Yisrael do wrong? Shaloi hispidu Miriam. They didn't make a hesped for Miriam, because just Miriam just died, yeah? They didn't make a hesped for Miriam, and they complained about water. Two together. Shaloi hispidu al Miriam, v'hisloi nero al amoyim. So what the two together? Not the Chasam Sofer like this. Miriam died. But Gdav Zayin, I'm going to take a hesped, I'm going to take a velos. Pshtik Gornish and a velos, though. Pshtik Nish. Cry for Miriam. Don't make a mitzvah gishem. Even Mitzrayim, when Yaakov Avinu died, Mitzrayim made the evil Shevas Yomim. The Mitzrayim were, it's okay, but Madoch, the Goyim in Mitzrayim, made as a Muridika Avelus for Yaakov, why didn't he make for Miriam? It's a great Kitruk against Yisrael. Kemal Efshazoka, you could say, Mitzrayim only cried for Yaakov, not out of goodness, but because the famine came back again after Yaakov died. So they missed the food. So that's why they made the whole, oh, we've lost Yaakov. Oibazoi, Clary saw the same thing with Miriam. Miriam, why didn't you cry for Miriam? Because now you've lost the water. If you do something which is contradictory, the Gemara says that's a kasil. If it's tatei d'sasra, if you do something and you contradict yourself, that's foolish. Clary saw, complained for water, but they didn't. They weren't masked with Miriam. That's stupid. Because if you realize that the bear came and said, Miriam, you should cry. Oh, Miriam's gone. Elamai, not. So why complain about water? So the two things together, the fact that they didn't make a hesped, and they complained about water, is a contradiction in what they did. Therefore, Rashi is writing, calling them fools. The clear car has a very interesting mahalach in the chet of Meimriva. If you medayik in the posuk, we haven't had time. There's so many different lishonos that are used. Eidah, kohol, arm. The Malbim's also got a whole tzur and sela. The Malbim's got an answer mahalach. The difference between here and back in Choyrev, there it says tzur, here it says sela. The Malbim's got a whole mahalach. But if you look carefully in the posuk, you see a lot of changes in Lashonis. So the Kli Yakar makes a few points like this. He says like this. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Kach es ha-mata. Ha-mata. Matcha, I should say. Kach matcha. Why does it say ha-mata? The stick. Question one. And then it says, Moshe Rabbeinu took, Ayikach Moshe es ha-mata, milifnei Hashem. What does that mean? He's talking about milifnei Hashem. Second question. Third question. And this members, but nobody ever thinks about this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Kach es ha-mata, and go, b'dibartem el ha-sela. What should he say? B'dibartem el ha-sela, what? No, what should he say to the sela? Shteit nisht. What should he say? Okay. And then, wait a second, the Terutzim fit all the Pesukim very nicely. So what should he say? All right, so that's the matter, why... the same question, why a matter b'chlal? Okay, sorry, one question, like we've said before. Why a matter? Why the matter? Why milifnei Hashem? And b'dibartem, what should you say? And then another kasha, it says, Moshe took the matter, kasher tzivohu. Why don't you tell me that? We know it's because Hashem told him. No, the apostle says he did it, like Hashem commanded him. Right? And then, the question we all ask is, what's the loyha emman tembi? What's the emunah? What's the chelig in the emunah here that's going on, right? So he wants to say like this. Kach es hamate, the stick, the famous stick. In last week's parsha, we had the famous story of Aaron's stick, which Moshe Rabbeinu put together with the other sticks in the Ohel Moed, and it blossomed. It brought flowers and almonds. The stick! Everybody knows about the stick! If I say Hamata, we know which one we mean. The stick, it's amazing. Why? Take the stick in your hand. We need the stick. And take it with you and stand in front of the cellar. Go to the cellar holding the stick. V'dibartem el ha-cellar. V'dibartem, what was the word of the pasuk? V'dibartem el ha-cellar le'inehem. You should speak el ha-cellar to the rock and say to the rock, look at this stick, the Nosa Mimov. This stick is a dead piece of wood. How long has it been cut off the tree? Yonks. Ages and ages and ages. Yet, and there's no moisture in it, yet it gave blossoms, buds, and fruit. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is a balabos from the veld, and it can do all sorts of things. Therefore you, Stella, give water. So that's what you should say to the seller. V'nosa Meimov, look, hold the stick in your hand and say to the seller, V'nosa Meimov, give you water like he gave out fruit. That's what you should say to the seller. So we know why he takes the stick. So we've answered a few questions. Why take the stick? Because the stick is used as an example to teach the seller what to do. And why it's the matter. And the one which is milifnei Hashem, because where is it kept? In the Eidos as a ois for Klal Yisrael, which we know already, right? Moshe Rabbeinu did all that correctly. He did all that. Up till here, he obeyed instructions. That's why it says, Milifnei Hashem. Up to here, he did everything. Where did he go wrong? What was the mistake? Was this? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the following. It states, Midrashim bring back by Kriyas Yamsuf. It says in the pasuk there, Horeim es matcha, lift up your stick, unuteyes yodcha alayom, and stretch out your hand over the sea. So pasuk pshat we learn, when we read the Chumash, pick up your stick, Horeim es matcha, or stretch out your hand with the stick in it alayom. No. The Kliyakos says, no, that's not what it means. It's pumfaket. Klal Yisrael had seen in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu made Asara Nisim, in Mitzrayim, mid Esther Makos, every time the stick did everything. So people could think, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is a top class magician, he's got a stick, he's got the mach. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to dispel all that. You should know it's the Ribbono Shel Olam and not Moshe's stick. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Kach es matcha. Horeim, by Kriyas Yamsov, he says, Horeim for the Lashon Teruma, set aside, not take. Horeim es matcha, put away your stick, ulitei yotcha, and use your hand. And people will hear Kriyas Yamsov, they'll say, oh wow, Moshe Rabbeinu doing with his hand, that's his Dvar Hashem. That's why it says, Vaya Yisrael es Hayoda Gedoyla Asha'os Hashem be Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael had a lesson in the Munah, Vayaminu Bashem with Moshe Avdoy, not in the stick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, because of Klal Yisrael, the bad people in Klal Yisrael were getting the wrong idea, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a magician par excellence with his trusty stick. If he doesn't have his trusty stick, he can't go on his tongue. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Horein, set aside Matchon, Atei Yotcho, stretch out your hand, don't use the stick, show the people your hand. And therefore they'll have a lesson in the Munah Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdoy. That was by Kriyas Yamsuf. That's 39 years ago. These people here, the new people that Moshe is talking to, many of them weren't there. And if they were, they were only tiny tots. Nobody over 20 was there, right? So there's a whole new doyer of people who haven't had the lesson that it's nish the matter, it's Moshe. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show this Klal Yisrael, who are now going into Eretz Yisrael, the new door, the same lesson again. But don't forget, there were probably people again who said, yeah, Matata told me, I heard the miser, but there, you know, he had to stick there, blah, 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 blah. So we need a refresher course in Emunah, that it's not the stick, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, Moshe Rabbeinu, Devar Hashem. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Kach es HaMata, hold the stick in your hand. Na, 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 na. Show the stick to the rock. And then say to the rock, give water. And the people will see that the water came out from the rock because you spoke. They'll believe in Moshe. Moshe made a mistake and he hit the rock. So now back to square one. The people will say, oh, the stick did it. Moshe Rabbeinu made a weakening in Emunah. And that's why Klal Yisrael didn't have the lesson that what he wanted them to have. And that's a great thing. Grace of Tov of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a grace of Chet. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, by hitting the rock, he learned Takati hit the rock. By hitting the rock, he took away the koyach of HaKadosh, who wanted the lesson that they should learn. It's not the stick, it's davka the hand, davka the mouth. Clear your call pshat that's pshat in the chet of the main river. One other point, we have two more minutes. Going away from the main meriva. Yeah. At the end of the Pasha, Klal Yisrael wanted to take... After... leaving here, right? Klal Yisrael, they wanted to make a shortcut. They wanted to go through Melech Edom. They wanted to go through Eretz Edom to Eretz Yisrael. That's for a shortcut. Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikodesh Melech Edom, Koyam Achicha Yisrael, Ata Yodato, you're our brothers. Okay, we went through Mitzrayim. You didn't. You should have had a chelik in Mitzrayim because it's Esav. Do us a favor. Let us pass through your land. Right? Give us a toy. Can we go through? It's a shortcut. And Edom said, no. Lois Ababi. So Bnei Yisrael said, go on, please. No. Edom came out armed to show our might. Yours is kerch bepeh, ours is kerch bepeh. You can't go. And what did the Yidden do? They went away. They turned around. They had to go. No shortcuts, the long way round. No, the people were very upset. Titza nefesh on badorech. People complained. To Moshe Rabbeinu, here we're on the verge of Eretz Yisrael, and now more tzoros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't love us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is against us, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Chabad HaBavos brings, as Yodua, that when a person has problems and tzoros in life, he says, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu so angry with me? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing these horrible things to me? Versteht ihr nicht, that this is a toiva, you can't see now how, why, and when, and where. Aber es, aber alles, was Baruch Hu does, is a toiva. Klal Yisrael complained here that they had to have a detour around Melech Edom. Do you know what a toiva that was? I heard this from Reb Moshe Steinberg, Shlita. He said like this. They had to turn away. They couldn't go through. Later on, in the end of the Pasha, we have Sichon came to attack Klal Yisrael. Vayishlach, Yisrael Malachim El Sichon. Moshe asked, can we go through your land? And Sichon said no, and Sichon came out to attack them, and the Yidden defeated them. So Zoktav said, consider, Sichon had 60 ear, Orei Mitzo, the Pasuk says later on in Devarim, how enormously powerful Sichon and Oi were. They had enormous fortifications. Why did Sichon go out to fight? Stupid man! Stay at home, the Yidden can't get in. You know how long it takes to breach one city? How long it takes a siege, to make a siege? The Klal Yisrael are not armed, not war-faring nation. So if Sichon would have stayed put, The Yidden could never have got, from his point of view, could never have got into him. Why did he go out? Leave his cities open and unprotected, and therefore the Yidden came and took the whole lot. You know why? Because he said to himself, the Yidden are weak. They're useless. Why are they useless? They asked Edom, can they go through? And Edom said, no, they were like babies, like chicken. They went away. So they're useless. I don't need to worry. And so he left his cities unprotected and he went out. And therefore, because that, and the Yidden complained, you made me go a detour around Edom. By going a detour around Edom, saved you years of warfare. Can you imagine how long it would have taken to conquer the whole of Sichon and Og? If one siege takes 3 years, 60 sieges is 180 years. And the boys wanted to make it easy for them. So in order to make it easy, they had to have a little problem of a detour, a few weeks of walking around. Instead of using a shortcut, I'd go the long way around. For a muyudikatoiva to save them years and years and years of warfare. And yet they didn't complain. For here we can see that when the Bnei Shlomo does something, it looks nishtrist after that, it's moyudika chesed. We have to realize and know that it's a moyudika chesed. Okay. Ciao. Amen.